Kishoshana veina chochem, Kishoshana veina chochem, Kein ratz veina bana. Kishoshana veina chochem, Kishoshana veina chochem, Kishoshana veina chochem, Kishoshana veina chochem, Kein ratz veina bana. Kishoshana veina chochem, Kishoshana veina chochem, Kein ratz Kishoshana veina chochem, Kishoshana veina chochem, Kein ratz veina bana. Kishoshana veina chochem, Kishoshana veina chochem,
just a few short moments away from Shabbos Nachamu. The Nachama already begins right after Tisha B'Av, but the Shabbos is called Shabbos Nachamu because on some level only Shabbos could be Menachem, the Jewish people. And the fact that we call Shabbos Nachmu is because Shabbos is the Nechama. Shabbos becomes the Nechama for the Jewish people. So I wanted to speak for a few minutes about Shabbos Kodesh. Speak about Shabbos, and specifically, because if we were just talking about Shabbos in general, we could sit here way past Shabbos would begin. So we'll limit it, and even this, we could talk more about it, but we'll limit it to speak just a little bit about what it means to live Shabbos the whole week, to live Shabbos even now. That Shabbos Nachamu, which is coming soon, really if a person wanted already, it's possible to tap into Shabbos Nachamu on a Wednesday night, on a Thursday night. And I think the whole world could be split into two different groups. There are Jews who walk around, and it could be a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday. And they see each other and they wish each other a good Shabbos. Doesn't matter what day of the week is. You see another Jew of this nature, you say good Shabbos. You share a good Shabbos with each other. And then there's the other group who look at the Jews in the first group and say, what? It's not Shabbos. Why are you saying good Shabbos? It's so weird. And the worst is on Motzei Shabbos, you know, when it's... No, it's Shavuot Tov, Shabbos is over. And those words, Shabbos is over, are just a dagger to the heart of the Jews in the first group. And the goal is hopefully to try to sensitize ourselves, to try to move from the second group to the first group, and to be Jews who are living Shabbos the whole week. It's a shir on the Parsha. So we'll begin with an idea from the Parsha. The Tzemach Tzadik of Vizhnitz, one of the first Torahs, Parshas Veschanon, he begins by saying, Ki Adam Tzarech Liespal B'chol Sheish Yisimei HaMaisa. Person, a human being, needs very desperately to daven during the 6 days of the week, Sheyizke L'Kabel Shabbos Kodesh Karoi. That he should be zocha, you need to pray that you'll be zocha to be makabel Shabbos in a proper way. Kimo shekasuv, like the Torah says, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos. Jewish people guard the Shabbos. V'zev v'eschanon. And this is what it means, the first pasuk, v'eschanon el Hashem v'eisahi leimor. What does it mean, v'eschanon el Hashem v'eisahi leimor? So the Rav Nachum Mendel of Vizhnitz says the most beautiful, he expresses the most beautiful remez. He says, Ve'eschanan is Vav etchanan. Ratzalomar Vav Yimei HaMaisa, the 6 days of creation, Eschanan el Hashem, I'm davening to Hashem, Be'es Hahu Leimor, Be'es Hahi Leimor, Be'gematria Be'yom Shabbos. In other words, if you read the pasuk, the pnimius, once you break it up into its multiple components, the way that the Tzemach Tzadik does for us, so the Holy Vizhnitzer is revealing to us that a deeper dimension of this pasuk, we could actually read it as Vav Yimei HaMaisa, the 6 days of the week, Eschanan El Hashem, we're davening to Hashem the entire 6 days of the week, Be'es Hahi Leimor. B'yom Shabbos, sheyizke l'kabel yom Shabbos keroi, v'lomar shiros v'tishpachos b'Shabbos kodesh keroi. That all of the tefilos v'eschanan el Hashem b'Yisrael Emor is the tefila of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's one of the sources for davening. And in some deep way, the vision of Rebbe is revealing to us that all of the tefilos of a Jew, all of the v'eschanans of our lives, are centered around this one request, that we should be zocha to the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, we should be zocha to the day of Shabbos, which is not just relegated to a 24-hour, 25-hour with Tosefah Shabbos period. But it's something which infuses the life of a Jew from the beginning of the week till the end of the week, from the moment Shabbos leaves until the moment we return to it a few days later. Rav Dessler Michta Meleyahu, in the 5th Chelek on page 429, writes that it's interesting to point out that on Shabbos we daven three tefillos, we really daven four tefillos, but Shachris and Musaf for this particular avoda is the same. And what he means when he says we daven three tefillos is that when we ask HaKadosh Baruch to accept our Shabbos in that essential paragraph, so we refer to Shabbos and to the Menucha of Shabbos in three different ways. Shabbos davening on Friday night, we speak of Yenuchu Ba in the feminine. When we ask Hashem to accept our rest, our Shabbos, and we speak of Shabbos as Ba, as a feminine, as her, that's a nighttime type of avoda. In the beginning of Shabbos, Shabbos is like a kala, bowie kala. We ask Hashem, Rav Dessler explains, we ask Hashem to bring the Shabbos Malkus close to us. We accept Shabbos. But on Shabbos morning already, Shabbos is starting to work through us. In Sifrei Pnimius, Akala, Nekeva is always Makabel. Shabbos is, we're being makabel Shabbos, we're infusing Shabbos with Kedusha on some level, we make Kiddush, but already by the morning, Shabbos takes on a more Zachar type of, it's no longer the Shabbos Malkasa, but now Shabbos is referred to as Venuchu Bo, in the masculine, because Shabbos has already started to infuse us with Kedusha. Kedusha Rabbah, Tosefes Kedusha, the Arizal's mikvah on Shabbos morning. It's a Tosefes. Everything's a Tosefes Kedusha from the nighttime. And then finally, when a person gets to Shabbos afternoon, which is by Mincha, so then all of a sudden, Shabbos is no longer a bar or a bow, but it becomes a bum. Which is the union at the Rav Adarav in that time of the Yichud room between Shabbos Malkasa and Knesset Yisrael, when we come together. Rav Dessler writes, which is so beautiful and which is so vital to what we're talking about this evening, is that when we move from ba to bo to bum, when we move to that state of bum, when Shabbos becomes two, and it becomes a man and a woman together, so then it can bear fruit. And that fruit, says Rav Dessler, is the fruit of the 6 days of the week. That's the fruit that we take with us, not just on Shabbos itself, but it's the fruit that we take into the 6 days of the week, that we're able to experience Shabbos, not just betoch Shabbos, but even after the candle has already been extinguished, and the smell of the candle already dissipated, and you don't anymore have the flicker of Havdalah, but at this point all that's left is the peros that come from the bum, from that union of bo and ba, the nighttime of Shabbos, the daytime of Shabbos. And there are tzaddikim who are able to do this in a most remarkable way, in a very clear way. A story which is Yadua from the Divrei Chaim, that once on a Wednesday, the Divrei Chaim was attending a Sudas Mitzvah, perhaps it was a bris, and he was asked, the Divrei Chaim, Tzanz, Gadol Ador, was asked to share some words. And while he was saying the Torah that he was saying, he became so deeply mesmerized. Everyone knows that the Divrei Chaim was obsessed with Shabbos. And he was talking about the Kedusha of Shabbos. And at the end of his drasha, he was talking by this particular Sudas Mitzvah. He got so into the avodah of talking about Kedusha Shabbos. By the end of the drasha, he wished everybody a good Shabbos. He said, everyone good Shabbos. And his grandson of Yehuda Tzvi, who was amongst those who were there at this particular event, because he had emuna pshuta, and because he was so wrapped up in the words of his holy grandfather, he got up and he ran out of the room. And he ran back to his house, he grabbed his towel, and he went to the mikvah, which during the day, on a regular Wednesday afternoon, so the mikvah closed after the chassidim finished davening, and it didn't open up again till, wasn't open in the afternoon, and Erev Shabbos was open in the afternoon. And he went with his towel, and it wasn't until he got to the locked mikvah that he realized it wasn't Shabbos. Because his grandfather, because the Divrei Chaim, was able to transform the weekday into Shabbos. He was able to turn the 6 days of the week into an island of Shabbos. Afilu, even if he wasn't standing within the sacred time space of Shabbos. So there's an amazing Gemara, and the Sfas Emes explains it so beautifully. The Gemara says in Maseches Bava Basra on Daf Samach Dalet, and again on Ayin Aleph, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is what happens if there's a business deal between Reuven and Shimon, between two people, and somebody buys one from the other, buys a well, a be'er. Go and you have a transaction, you buy a be'er. Certain well to get water out of, you want to charge people, maybe a business venture. So the Gemara has machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. When a person buys the be'er, does the mocher sell ba'ayin yafeh? Does the mocher sell the be'er ba'ayin yafeh? Does he when he gives you the be'er, is he giving you just the well, or does he sell you the be'er together with all of the accompanying attached items? For example, does he sell the path to the be'er? Do you legally own, you own legally the land of the be'er itself and the contents of the be'er, but the path which is leading up to the be'er, is that your property, or does he retain rights to the path leading up to the be'er? So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Does a mocher, when he sells, does he sell ba'ayin yafer, or he feels, well, it's a business deal, I'm not in it to give you a good deal, I'm in it to sell you what you buy, and whatever you don't buy, I retain the rights. But everybody agrees, says the Gemara, everybody agrees, that when the person is not a mocher, but he's a nosin, everybody agrees that when the Baal HaBe'er gives the Be'er to the second person as a matana, everybody agrees he gives it b'ayin yafeh. If he gives it as a matana, everybody agrees that he not only gives the Be'er, but he gives the path to the Be'er as well. And the Sfas Emes, in such beautiful, beautiful language, in Parshas Toldos, Shnas Tafresh Mem Gimel, so he quotes B'Shem Mori V'Rabbi Zal, he explained that Shabbos is called the Matana Tova. Shabbos is the Matana Tova that Hashem has in His storehouse. And since we know that the halach is hanosein ba'ayin yafen nosein, a person who gives a gift, not a mocher, but a nosein, who gives a gift, he gives ba'ayin yafeh. Lachain hanosein bor yesh lo derech, a person who gives the pit, so he gives the path along with the pit. K'mokein b'Shabbos shenikra matana nosein bracha gam kein l'kabel Shabbos. So if a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives us Shabbos as the Matana Tova that he has in his base Gnazai, he has this Matana Tova in his Otzer, so then obviously Hashem gives us the path to Shabbos. And Sfas Emes goes on to explain that the more a person, Kifi Masha Adam Migageya L'Kabbal HaShabbos B'Simcha, the more that a person feels a Gaguim, a longing for Shabbos, the more that a person is crazy for Shabbos and wants to accept Shabbos during the week, the more he sees Shabbos as a matana tova, as a gift, and not a burden or a business transaction with Hashem. Hashem, listen, I'm going to eat some kugel and I'll make kiddush and I'll abstain from turning on the lights and you give me schar and olam haba. The more a person sees Shabbos as an island from the insanities of the world, the more he's able to be makabel that as a matana. And the more it's a matana, the more he gets the path for free. Meaning, he'll be able to be makabel Shabbos, he'll be able to achieve the gift of Erev Shabbos. Rav Wolfson in Emunas Yitecha, Rav Wolfson is one of the great mechadshim of our generation. I once heard, it may have been from my older brother, our words of Torah should be, for Refuah Shleima, for Moshe Zvimah Ferda Simcha, for continued quiet in Eretz Yisrael. I think it was from him I first heard this, that Rav Shlomo Kalbach once bumped into Rav Moshe Wolfson at the Kotel. And Rav Shlomo said, this was a long time ago, and Rav Shlomo said to Rav Wolfson, he said, listen, Rebbe, you gotta calm down with your Torahs, they're so good, like no one else can like make a living writing any svarim, because his Torah is just so good. It's so sweet, you gotta calm down. So Rav Moshe Wolfson is one of the great mechadshim of our generation. And he writes in Emunas Yitecha Parsha Shmos, he writes, Yisav Medrash Sha'onik Shabbos Shakol Ke'elef Tanios. When a person enjoys Shabbos, when we're able to see Shabbos as the Matana Tova, we can see Shabbos as the Matana Tova, when we have Oneg of Shabbos, it's like 1,000 fasts. V'tzarech la'amoli ulhisyageya kidei lahasig es noam ha-Shabbos, v'zeu ka'amar al-yidei ha-chanas yimei ha-chol, by preparing during the days of the week, we're able to create a Shabbos, which is an Oneg dik Shabbos. As explained, the Pasuk says, Shabbos is masos libeinu, Shabbos is the joy, is the delight of our hearts. Nahafech le'evo micholenu. This pasuk which bemoans the fact, Masos libeinu nahafech le'evel mecholeinu. Shabbos is the makor ha-simcha, it's the makor ha-sason. And it's roi that Shabbos should be masos libeinu, Shabbos masos libeinu. But the pasuk bemoans a certain time period when it was mahapich, Shabbos, which is supposed to be sos libeinu, it's supposed to be the time of our great joy. So it's nahapich le'evel micholeinu. Machol means a circle. It turned our circle, our dancing, into evil, into mourning. But Rav Wolfson explains that the deeper pshat in the pasuk is Masos libeinu Shabbos, Masos libeinu nahafich le'eva, turned into sadness, it turned into being something that it could have been something very different, but it turned into evil, it turned into a burden, it turned into just another day of Hashem telling us what to do instead of the day when klum chasum yibes ha-melech micholeinu, from our weekday. Not Macholenu, from our, it turned our dancing into Evel, but it turned into Evel Micholenu, because during the weekday we didn't yet learn to appreciate and to live Shabbos during the week. Like Rav Soloveitchik used to bemoan during those heady days of the Tshuva revolution, and the beginning of when America was just getting up on its feet. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is reported would complain similarly. Rav Soloveitchik would say, and I quote, even in those neighborhoods made up of predominantly religious Jews, one can no longer talk about the sanctity of Shabbos. True, there are Jews in America who observe Shabbos, but it is not the Shabbos of those Jews for which my heart aches. It is for a forgotten Erev Shabbos. There are Shabbos observing Jews in America, but there are no Erev Shabbos Jews who go out to greet Shabbos with beating hearts and pulsating souls. There are many who observe the precepts with their hands, with their feet, with their mouths. But there are few indeed who truly know the meaning of the service of the heart. People who are waiting for Shabbos the whole week. Why are we waiting for Shabbos the whole week? So with the weeks that we've been having, we understand how deeply we need Shabbos. When the whole world seems broken, we need Shabbos more than ever. And Rav Shlomo Kalbach used to explain B'derech Mashal that you can imagine there was a person who had a terrible, terrible limp. They couldn't walk. And every week going to physical therapists to try to fix this limp. And Rav Shlomo said, you know, that after a while, this person trying to fix the limp, trying to be able to walk properly, so after a while of not succeeding, eventually they're going to give up. Just, you go on for months and months and months like that, you're not making any progress, so eventually you'll give up. Rav Shlomo said, what would happen, imagine, if in theory, in some alternate universe, if the person would be able, it's true that for 6 days of the week they would struggle, they would go to physical therapy, and for those 6 days, every single week, for 6 days, day in and day out, every week, for months, for years, they can't seem to manage to walk properly, but for one day of the week, they don't know how it happens, but for one day of the week, whatever day of the week it is, all of a sudden they can walk properly, they feel like they can hold their back up straight, their leg doesn't buckle from underneath them. So Rav Shlomo said, a person who gets that one day, so it'll give that person the strength to believe that they'll one day be able to walk on all the days. A person who feels that one day of the week they could actually do it properly. A person who experiences what it means to be a Shabbistic person yearns for the fact that, yeah, okay, for these 6 days I'm just waiting till I get back to that day when I'll be able to walk again properly. And that will keep me going, that will help me to understand that even though right now it's true, and for weeks and for months and for years I haven't been able to walk properly, but I know that one day I'll be able to make it to a place where I'll be able to walk properly. beautiful Torah from the Avodas Yisrael, Kaznitzer Magid, who explained in his commentary to Pirkei Avos that already from Wednesday, already we have to begin to prepare for Shabbos. B'yom Hashavua, B'yom Dalid, Hey Vav, we have to be Mechin Atzmein, we have to prepare ourselves for Shabbos. Because the person who prepares on Erev Shabbos, meaning those days leading up to Shabbos, will have what to eat on Shabbos. And this, he explained the words of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov said, the Pasuk says in Sefer Shmos, Perek Lamed Dalid, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Pasuk says, B'charish B'katsir Tishbos. B'charish B'katsir Tishbos. And the Baal Shem Tov explained the word Charash, which means to plow, Ches Reish Shin, who Notriko, and this stands for its Rosh Tevos, Chamishi Revi'i Shishi, the 5th, the 4th, and the 6th, those days leading up to Shabbos, the plowing, the preparation. Rotzelomar, this means to say, Kemo Shacharisha Hi Achanel Israel Ktsira, just as the Charisha, the plowing of the field, is preparation, that a person should be able to get to a stage when they could plant something worthwhile, they'll be able to be Osek in the Avodah of Kotzer. So to these 3 days that are leading up to Shabbos, the person has to be Osek in Charish. Charish B'Katsir Tishbos. You want to be Tishbos, you want to fix the Makor HaBracha, the only way is through Charisha, through preparing Chamishi, Revi, Shishi, preparing the days leading up to Shabbos. Then, a person will be able to, like the Mechtav Meleo said, will be able to come to a place of Bam, Vinuchu Bam, to be Molid Peros, together with Shabbos, to be able to take into the week, and to be Kotzer, to have fruits, to be kotzer, to be able to live the rest of the days the Shavua. I was once fortunate to be sitting at a Shal Shittis. That was for sure the way that I made it through my years of college. Every Shabbos, I would have a few friends, 5-6 friends, and we would have Shal Shittis together in my house, my parents' house, gracious enough to host us. And we would sing the Gunim, and we would share Torah, and we would just want to live in that world forever. And my dear friend, 1 week, Josh Shulman, we were singing some of the Zmiras of Shabbos, and he pointed out an amazing kasha, an amazing question, which has an obvious answer and a not so obvious answer. And that is, in the Zmiras of Shabbos, we say, Darshi Hashem Zera Avram Oavo. Those who seek out God, who are the children of Avram, who are the Zera Avram, the beloved of Hashem, Hama'achrim Latzeis Min HaShabbos Mamharim Lavo. Those who are Ma'achrim, they take their time leaving Shabbos, they drag out the Shabbos to leave it, Mamharim Lavo, and they come quickly into Shabbos. Smeichim L'shamer L'arve Eruvo, L'arve Eruvo, Zayom Asa Hashem, Nagila V'nismu Chavo. So he asked the great question. He said, if you think about it, it's backwards. Hama'achrim latzeis min haShabbos mamharim lavo. The piyut should read, mamharim lavo ma'achrim latzeis. What happens first? Do we accept Shabbos or do we leave Shabbos? So the piyut should be in the opposite order. And of course, the simple answer to the question is that if it would say, mamharim lavo ma'achrim latzeis, so then it wouldn't rhyme with ohavo, or bo. In order to rhyme with the rest of the words of the zemer, it needs to be ma'achrim lavo at the end. But of course, the Python could have switched the words and he could have made it the other way around. And so he suggested, correctly so, 100%, that if a person, listen carefully, if a person were to say mamharim lavo ma'achrim latzeis, so then that tells me something about the person's love of Shabbos, the desire for the person to connect to Shabbos on the level of 25 hours of Shabbos. Mamharim lavo, they eagerly anticipate having Shabbos come in, and they even have it come in mamharim lavo. They, instead of having the Shabbos come in at 8:30, so they make it come in at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, a little bit early. Ma'achrim latzeis, and they hold on to Shabbos just through all that time. when they get to 9:15 and Shabbos is over, they say, let's push a few more minutes, and they hold Shabbos out till 9:30, 9:45. And this person is a great lover of Shabbos. But if we say that the person is ma'achrim lotzeis ma'harim lavos, you get a very different picture of the person. This person, they leave Shabbos, and the entire Shabbos of the week, Yom Rishon Shal Shabbos, Yom Sheni Shal Shabbos, they're yearning, when can I be ma'harim lavo, when can I bring Shabbos back in again? It doesn't just tell me about the time that the person brings in Shabbos until the time that Shabbos goes out, a few hours later. But the person who's ma'harim lavo, after his ma'achim latzeis, it means that as soon as Shabbos is over, as soon as the fire of the Havdalah candle goes out, he's yearning, he's thirsting. He's shomer Shabbos. Later in the Parsha, in the Sarasa Dibros, everybody knows the Vart, shomer siyom ha-Shabbos l'kach, we have to guard Shabbos. And the Orchayim HaKadosh and the Chizkuni, in this week's Parsha, the Orchayim HaKadosh and Parsha's Kitisa, and many other Svarim point out, of course, that the word shomer doesn't just mean to guard Shabbos, but it comes from the Lashon of what we say by Yaakov Avinu, v'aviv shomer sadavar, that when Yosef HaTzadik had his famous dreams, v'aviv shomer sadavar, and even though the brothers said, who is this person, what's he going to be, he thinks he's going to be the king, still, Yaakov Avinu is shomer sadavar, and Rashi writes, what's the definition of shomer? He was Yoshev Umetzapa Masayavo. He was sitting and he was yearning, he was thirsting. When is this dream of Yosef Atzadik going to come about? And therefore, friends, Shomer Siyom HaShabbos means that a person is thirsting for Shabbos to come. Everybody knows the Vart. But it's deeper than that. Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha, it's the Makor of our dreams. And in the same way, exactly like Yosef Atzadik's dreams were the anticipation of his father. His father is waiting. When are the dreams of my son going to be realized? When will the dreams of my son come to fruition? So in the same way, like we say, Yaakov Avinu, in that Medrash, V'nitzkav Hashem levado b'yom ahu v'yivaser Yaakov levado, Yaakov Avinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu is called Eloka, he's called God in one place. And of course, Yaakov Avinu is not God, we only believe in one God. But Al Pi Pnimius, Yaakov Avinu, who's waiting to see when are the dreams of Yosef HaTzadik going to be fulfilled, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu waiting, when is the Shabbistic Jew going to be revealed? And when Hashem tells us in the Aseret HaDibros, in this week's Parsha, Shomer Siyom HaShabbos, it means that you should know that I am being Shomer Sadavar. Yoshev Matzapa Masayavo, when is the Shabbistic Jew going to come? And that's why, even though we mess up during the week, and even though we walk with a limp, like Rav Shlomo said during the week, so I once heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Weinberger, that if you look at the way that the Torah tells the story of creation in the very first chapter, so the Torah tells us that on the sixth day Hashem created everything that He created, Vayar, Elokim es kol asher asav v'hinei tov ma'od v'hinei erev v'yivoker yom ha'shishi v'yichulu ha'shamayim v'aretz v'chol tzva'a. And we move immediately from the sixth day to the seventh day to Shabbos, v'yichulu ha'shamayim v'aretz v'chol tzva'am. And Rabbi explained that during those hours leading up to the v'yichulu ha'shamayim v'aretz v'chol tzva'am, when Hashem was saying everything is tov ma'od, what was going on in the world at that time? Adam and Chava were destroying the world. Adam and Chava were eating from the Eitz Hadas, they were destroying the world in Erev Shabbos. And everything is Tov Ma'od. So it's only Tov Ma'od because Vayechulu Hashamayim Va'aretz. Vayechulu is a lashon of Kalos HaNefesh. That Hashem was yearning for Shabbos to come in, because even if during the week we walk with a limp, even if during the week we're not able to actualize the Shabbos Dikmensh, but on Shabbos and the yearning for Shabbos, when we're getting to the Pi HaBe'er, the Sfas Emes in that piece in Parshas Toldos explains that's the secret, when it means in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Pi HaBe'er, Bein HaShmashos on Erev Shabbos. The Pi HaBe'er, the mouth of the Be'er, is the 6 days of the week, is leading up to the Be'er. The Be'er is the Makor HaBrach of Shabbos. The Pi HaBe'er, the mouth of the Be'er, is that pathway which Hashem gives us as a free gift the more we see Shabbos as a Matana. And it was created Bein HaShmashos on Erev Shabbos. You don't have to wait till Shabbos to experience Shabbos. A person's able to lock into the Divrei Chaim's Good Shabbos, which makes me run to the mikvah on Wednesday preparing for Shabbos. It makes me be a Jew who's walking down the street on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or during the day, and says to another Jew, Good Shabbos. And we don't have to look at each other and say, but it's not Shabbos yet. Because for a Jew who's truly yearning for Shabbos, so it's always Shabbos. That's why in certain Siddurim in Europe, nowadays already, in the new Siddurim, so everything is spelled out for you, but in certain Siddurim, in the Shir Shel Yom, for Yom Revi, for Wednesday, which is already the Avoda of Harisha, of Chamishi Revi, Shishi is already beginning on Yom Revi, so L'chun Ra'an and Ola Hashem is the end of the Shir Shel Yom of Yom Revi Shal Shabbos. And in certain Siddurim in Europe, they didn't write the words L'chun Ra'anana, but the Siddur instructed you to turn to Kabbalah Shabbos, to go find it yourself. Not to have it printed already in the Siddur. Because it was a reminder that already we should be looking forward to Shabbos, we should be thinking about Shabbos, we should be engaging in Shabbos. And this is the secret of what it means that when the Jewish people keep two Shabbosos, we'll immediately be redeemed. What does it mean to keep two Shabbosos? So I'll explain to you what it means, two Shabbosos. The Maharsha has the most remarkable and amazing teaching. It's not enough for a Jew just to yearn for Shabbos, which is coming in a few days, or even it's not enough to be a Jew who's yearning for Shabbos on the level of Ma'achrim Latzeis Min HaShabbos, as soon as Shabbos leaves, Ma'achrim Lavo, we're waiting to bring it in. Person has to be Shomer Sa Shabbos Yoshev Matzapa Masayavo, even deeper than that. The Marshal explained, what does it mean to keep two Shabbosos, to be Shomer Shte Shabbosos, Miyad Negalu, immediately will be redeemed? So listen to the words of the Marshal. There's a Gemara in Maseches Nida that explains that the Chassidim HaRishonim, they would attempt to calculate their ona, the shas ona, the time when they would be intimate with their spouses. They would try to calculate to ensure, as best they could, obviously it's not totally within their hands, but they would do mathematical calculations to try to make sure, to figure out when the leida would be 9 months later to the day, to ensure that the leida wouldn't take place on Shabbos, because, of course, if a woman goes into labor on Shabbos, so pikuach nefesh for the mother, it's pikuach nefesh for the baby, of course you violate every single law of Shabbos in order to save the mother and the baby. But the Marsha explains that these Chassidim HaRishonim were looking 9 months in advance. They were waiting, they weren't Shomer the Shabbos 3 days in advance from Wednesday. They weren't Shomer the Shabbos from Motzei Shabbos. These Chassidim HaRishonim were being Shomer Shabbos 9 months in advance. They were Mitzape, they were Yoshev Mitzape, Masayav. When would Shabbos come 9 months from now? They were looking forward not to the Shabbos next week or the week after. They lived on a Shabbos Nachmu. That Shabbos was their only Nechama. They were looking forward, I can't wait for Shabbos 9 months from now. They were worried what's going to be with Shabbos 9 months from now. And so the Marsha explains, this is the secret of what it means that when the Jewish people will be Shomer Shnei Shabbosos, when they'll be looking forward to the two Shabbosos, because everybody knows that when a child is born on Shabbos, so the Bris is on Shabbos also, and we're Mechal Shabbos for the Bris. And the Marsha explains, this is the two Shabbosos. The two Shabbosos that the Jewish people have to be Shomer is not just enough to go through the motions, like Rav Soloveitchik said. It's not just enough to be a Shomer Shabbos Jew. We have to be Shomer Erev Shabbos Jews. We have to be Jews who are Shomer Shabbos 9 months in advance. to be Shomer Shabbos 9 months in advance means that we're looking forward to those two Shabbos, the Shabbos of the birth and the Shabbos of the Leida and the Shabbos of the Mila, to make sure that Chas v'Shalom we're not going to violate those Shabbos. To be Yoshev Matzapa Masayava. A Jew who's pining for Shabbos, a Jew who's yearning for Shabbos, can't wait to say good Shabbos to another Jew, even if it's not officially the days of Shabbos. So I'll end with a mashal to try to understand what it means, what Shabbos Kodesh means to us, what it's supposed to mean to us. And this mashal is already brought down in the Rishonim. To help us to understand that Shabbos is not just something which is ancillary to the life of a Jew, but it makes up the core value. It's the compass of a Jewish person's life. So there was a king who had a son, who was an only son. And the son was reaching a marriageable age. He was becoming of age to be married, and since it's the king's only son, and this marriage represented the hemshech of the malchus, so the king wanted to pull out all the stops and make the wedding of all weddings that's never been seen. He organized a special architect to make blueprints to create a, not to use the most beautiful hall in all the land, but to build from scratch the most beautiful, elegant hall replete with chandeliers and the most beautiful marble, to build the tables and the chairs from scratch, hired seamstresses to embroider tablecloths special for the event. He hired a band, 50-piece band, 50-piece orchestra, every imaginable instrument. And the food was from another world. Everything for the wedding of his only son. Came the day of the wedding, and people started filing in Kabbalat Panim to the wedding of the king's son. And you cannot imagine the sight of this wedding hall. Absolutely stop your heartbeat, drop dead, the most beautiful sight you've ever seen in your life. From the food to the floral arrangements to the beautiful soft music playing in the background, the lighting, everything was absolutely beautiful. And the Moshe goes on to explain in detail the sounds of the different instruments melting together, and the roast pheasant with those little side dish of the mini carrots that are wrapped in the scallion things, not the baby carrots, the mini carrots though. And just the absolute beauty of this wedding hall. And suddenly somebody came running in to the king and whispered something in the king's ear, and all of a sudden the king went from a jubilant red face of joy to absolutely pale white. And the news started spreading, rumors started spreading, the Kala wasn't coming to the wedding. The Kala backed out. The Moshe goes on to describe how everything in the palace, which looked so beautiful and was so tantalizing to the eyes and to the ears, the music, which a moment ago was the most beautiful music anyone had ever heard, which moved everybody to the core, suddenly all the notes didn't sound right, sounded mocking almost. It sounded like the music was laughing at everybody, first and foremost the king. And people looked around at the food that was lying out on the tables. It just looked like animal carcasses. It lost all of its allure. And for each of the additional decorations of this palace, each of the different, every sconce on the wall, every panel of wood that had been shipped across the world from who knows where, the more beautiful it was, the more decadent it was in the beginning, the more mocking and scornful and shameful and embarrassing and disgusting it looked to the king and to everybody at the wedding. And then at the moment when the king was about to lose all hope and drop to the floor, all of a sudden somebody came running in and said it was a rumor spread by the king's enemies. It's not true. The Kal is coming. She'll be here any moment. And the mashal describes how everything reverted to its former beauty. The music all of a sudden became up-tempo. And the food, again, returned to its enticing allure. And the whole palace, with all of its splendor, returned to its former beauty. And the Rishonim explain that this is the experience of Hashem who's creating the world and a Jew's relationship with Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for His only Son, for Am Yisrael, B'nei B'chor Yisrael. And when the Shabbos Malkasa, when the Queen is coming to the wedding, so then the world is so beautiful, the world is filled with the most remarkable, alluring, beautiful music, food, clothing, sights and sounds that we could ever imagine. But when Shabbos is missing from the world, when we're missing the nekuda pnimis of the world, Shabbos milashon lashuv, to return to the center, to return to the makor, when we're missing the makor, so then everything in the world, everything that Hashem created for us, all of the beauty and the splendor and the teferis that Hashem made in His world becomes disgusting and becomes a mockery of us and of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we so desperately need Shabbos, we need so desperately the Shabbos Nachamu and all Shabbosos. V'eschonan el Hashem ve'isahi le'mor. We bless ourselves and we ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu v'eschonan el Hashem ve'isahi le'mor, the tefillah of Shabbos vav eschonan, that we're supplicating all the time, we're asking Hashem all the time, we're begging Hashem, we're throwing ourselves at the mercy of Hashem, vav eschonan, we're just asking that Shabbos should be extended just a little bit to the 6 days of the week. So it will be zilchet to the Yom Shekula Shabbos, those two Shabbosos, the Shabbos in the beginning of the week and the Shabbos at the end of the week, which is filled all the way in between with Yom Shekula Shabbos, with the Bias Kol Tzedek, Mehir Minu Amen.